Hi everyone, I'm Marcus, and I'm a professional street dancer. I want to share how my journey in the performing arts began, which might surprise some of you. When I was younger, my parents encouraged me to try various sports. I actually started out doing athletics, hoping to be a sprinter, but it was gymnastics that truly gave me the core strength and balance I'd later need for breakdancing. My introduction to the street dance scene wasn't through formal classes. I'd watched my cousins messing around with some hip-hop routines at family parties, but it was my older brother who first took me down to the local park where the real dancers hung out. Watching them practice on flattened cardboard boxes completely changed my life.
I remember that first day clearly. Some guys were doing incredible head spins, which were impressive, but the moment I knew I had to learn to breakdance was when a guy executed a flawless windmill. Seeing that continuous spinning motion using just his upper body strength was mesmerizing. I spent the next 6 months in that park, informally learning from the older kids.
Of course, dancing outdoors is fine in the summer, but the British weather isn't always kind. When winter arrived, we needed an indoor space. We initially looked into renting the school hall, but it was too expensive. Fortunately, we found an empty room at a local youth club, where the manager let us play our music as loud as we wanted for free. As we got better, we started entering local dance battles. People often assume you need perfect rhythm to win. While rhythm is important, I found that I seriously lacked confidence when performing in front of a crowd. It took several tough losses before I learned how to project energy and hold the audience's attention. It wasn't all smooth sailing either. Breakdancing is an extreme physical activity. I always wore knee pads, expecting my knees to give out first. But ironically, it was a bad fall that tore a muscle in my shoulder that took me out of action for nearly 6 months. That period of rest made me realize how much I loved the art form.
Now, I'm not just a performer, I'm also passing on my knowledge. While many professional dancers end up working in expensive commercial dance studios, I prefer staying close to my roots, so I run my sessions at the community centre in my hometown. It keeps me connected to the streets where I started.
When new kids join my classes, they usually just want to learn the flashy tricks and have fun. I have to remind them that natural talent isn't enough. True discipline is what's required if you want to master the complex footwork and power moves safely. Outside of teaching and performing, I've been exploring other business ventures. I've turned down a few offers to appear in music videos, and instead I've put my savings into launching a clothing brand designed specifically for dancers who need flexible, durable gear. It's doing surprisingly well online. People often ask what my ultimate goal is. While making a lot of money or achieving international fame would be nice, gaining the respect of the pioneer dancers who paved the way is what truly drives me. Thanks for listening.